Welcome back to the Cameras Chronicle. It's been a while since we've been on. Good to be back here with Jaden, and we got Cordova joining us back on the podcast today. And first off, we'll just start off with the our thing that got published.
Our new chronicle
that got published.
Partnered with Urban Vibe and Boot
Center. Yep. Partnered with the three campuses. It was cool to get this done, and took a lot of work to get this done and completed. And Jaden, what are your I see you got a picture of yourself in here.
I got a few stories in
here. Yeah, we need to hear about your stories here.
We got the study abroad. Going to London in 2026. And then we have a few intramural pictures in here.
Yeah, they look good. Good intramural pictures.
There's even one on the cover, too, if you pick one up.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
It's kind of tough.
Flicks by JJP. Go follow him.
And then we also have a mental health for college athlete story in there.
Yep.
That's the one with my picture.
Mm-hmm.
Check me out. And then there's also... Professor Lindbergh went to Chicago over the summer.
Nice.
Went to Steppenwolf Theater. And then we have the DMAC Hall of Fame piece. Why DMAC should have a Hall of Fame. What are some of your pieces, Cordella?
My pieces? I did Jess Walter. He came by. But they're all by the end. All right, I found it.
Jaden,
I did Jess Walter. And then I saw... Nikki Ehrlich, she came by and did spoke about her new book, and then I went to the plays, the Kate and Sam Are Not Breaking Up and the Apiary. Yeah, they were entertaining.
Professor Lindbergh told me you did a really good job writing this.
Hey, when it comes from Lindbergh, you know you did something right. So
tell me about your story, Ben.
All right, so, you know, I had to write about my high school. It really just talks about, you know, I went to Walking Northwest, so it kind of just, you know, talks about, like, you know, Northwest and sports and how we did this year and, all of our accomplishments we had. So it was a good story, and hopefully that, you know, you guys can read it for sure.
Pick up a Chronicle today.
Yeah, pick up a Chronicle. If you guys want to read these amazing stories by me, Jaden, and Cordella, pick up one. It's got some good stuff. And so, Jaden, how was your Thanksgiving? What did you do?
My Thanksgiving was pretty decent. We went to my grandma's early. You know,
where she live?
She lives in Grettinger. You won't know where that is.
Woodward Grettinger? Yep.
No, Grettinger. You know where Spencer is?
Wait, you said Grettinger?
Grettinger.
Oh, no. I have no idea.
You got to go. You know where Spencer is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Emmitsburg or Esterville?
Emmitsburg, yep.
Okay, Emmitsburg, you keep going, and it's like almost at the border of Minnesota.
What high school? Do you know what high school do you go to if you live over there?
GTRA. It's Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire. GTRA.
I've never heard of that.
It's like an 8-man. They're actually pretty decent at sports. They went go ahead.
Did you have any family in town? What were some of your favorite dishes that you had?
My aunt and uncle were in town.
Nice.
My other aunt and uncle live in Grettinger.
Was your
they farm?
Was your older brother there?
Yeah,
with
he
you?
Was there.
Nice.
He was there with his girlfriend, and my mom was there. My favorite dish that was served. My grandma cooked up. It was like a veggie thing, though. It was like broccoli, carrots, corn, and it had cheese all over it. That was my favorite dish.
But nice.
My second favorite was the stuffing.
Oh, stuffing, you gotta have stuffing. You can't go wrong with any stuffing. So, Cordell, how was your Thanksgiving, and what did you enjoy most about the or what was your favorite dish that you had?
My Thanksgiving was good. I enjoy Thanksgiving. For Thanksgiving, I always make mashed potatoes.
Oh.
That is my dish. And
nice.
They are very cheesy. Thanks to my grandma, I love cheesy mashed potatoes now. So that's my all-time favorite. Also
there we
a
go.
Huge fan of cranberry sauce. I love that.
Ooh. Ooh. Do you like the green bean casserole or no?
No.
No.
I don't get why people like it, bro. It tastes so bad. Like, I don't get why people like it so much, bro. It just... It takes away from, like, that's the last thing I'm eating. That's the last thing that I'm eating on Thanksgiving dish. Like, bro, I'm just, like, my parents eat it. I'm like, why do you eat that? Like, they say it tastes good. I'm like, bro, look at it. Green beans with, like, a bunch of, like, it's just, yeah. But, yeah, my Thanksgiving was pretty good. Got to see my grandparents, you know. I'd say my favorite dish is probably the turkey. You know, you can't go wrong with that. And
I'm more of a ham.
I like the mac and cheese too. You know, it was cool. Tastes pretty good. And
I had mac and cheese.
But you didn't?
No, we didn't have mac and cheese.
Why? You gotta have it. It's like a quantity
dish. It's like a
dish.
Thanksgiving like
you
masterpiece,
got,
bro.
Oh, did you watch the parade at all?
A little bit in the morning.
Yeah, I watch it every year, and it's cool to watch. And
oh, yeah.
you know, see all the, you know, the blow-ups and stuff. And it feels like there's something new every year, right? I feel like I don't... What, did you see anything new this year in the parade? I mean, I didn't... I certainly didn't
I saw...
It.
I didn't... It was,
I saw
it
Spider-Man.
It wasn't real, but I saw a Snoop Dogg with his... With his he made like an AI video.
Did he really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was crazy. And he had like... the smoke was like coming out of the...
it was... Bruh, his, all of his weed and stuff.
Yeah, it was coming out of the float. Bruh, I didn't see anything like too...
I saw Tobey Maguire, or no, like Spider-Man. I saw him roaming the streets. Hopefully that Green Goblin isn't around so he can catch him. But yeah, it was fun. Gotta see family. And yeah, my grandparents actually... left Florida yet to go to Florida yesterday, so got to see them before they left, and yeah, it was a great Thanksgiving, and yeah, man, looking forward to Christmas. Can you believe it's already December already, Jaden? Can you believe that? Yeah. There's snow on the ground too. Like it's hard for me to believe that. What'd you say?
It's cold outside.
Bro, it is freezing, bro. Like this is different.
I literally just had to walk to Building 4 from the parking lot, and I was about to freeze to death.
I was too, bro. Like I get up, I go
and
up,
these
and
people are just walking slow. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, you're
not cold.
There's just no way, bro. Like, and these some kids have shorts on. I'm like, bro, how are you wearing shorts?
They got short sleeve shirts and shorts on.
Like bro, they think it's nothing, bro. Like, geez, like, do you guys not know, like? Like what the what the temperature is like? It water is freezing, and you're outside wearing shorts and a tank top, bro. Like no, that.
My brother had shorts on when he came to my grandma's. I'm like, are you crazy?
Like, bro, what are you doing? Like, if you're one of those people, man, you need to start wearing pants because it is freezing cold and things are gonna happen bad.
You're
to
gonna
you.
Get a cold.
You're gonna get a cold, bro. And you wonder why you get sick? It's because you don't wear pants. You need to. I always wear pants. I don't think there's been one day that I haven't wear pants. You should, because I don't want to get a cold, and it's just proper. Like it's just proper. It's just stuff that you
that's
do.
Like etiquette.
Yeah, it is etiquette. Like just like Thanksgiving, not having mac and cheese, bro. Like that's the one essential that you have to have. Like, you know, it's just. Yeah, man. So what are your Christmas plans? I want to hear. What are you
going
to do?
Going back to my grandma's.
Back again.
Yeah.
Back again.
Actually, I think we're going to open presents at my house first.
Back.
And then we're going to my grandma's. And what do you think are like traditional Christmas food items? Like what would you say? Isn't it like just Thanksgiving V2?
I would say so. I mean, I can't really think of like a Christmas like food essential. Like,
what do you think, Cordella? Yeah. Is there anything like special
ham?
About Christmas food?
Ham. I think ham you gotta have.
Yeah. That's...
I don't really have Christmas dinner. We just kind of have like my family just kind of like, you know, like it's just.
Because like I was having a conversation with someone and they were talking about like, they were trying to like get together for Christmas and they're like, is it not just like Thanksgiving V2? Like what am I supposed to eat?
I mean, it can be depending on your family, like whatever your family wants to do. But like, yeah. I mean, I don't. I mean, I think ham you gotta have, right? I mean,
gotta have ham. I'm a ham guy.
If you don't have that, then I think you just should not have a dinner at all. you shouldn't.
It's just not good.
Like if no one in your family, your aunt or uncle, your mom, your dad, your grandma, grandpa, if they aren't gonna bring ham, then you just might as well just send them home. Send them back to where they came. If nobody has ham, bro, I'm gonna be really mad, bro. Like it's yeah, it's
you gotta have the Christmas desserts too.
Oh, 100%. That's what makes it up. Like it's just. You got to. I mean, that's kind of an essential, to be honest with you. Like
the Christmas cookies,
or like the you know what like those little Debbie things that like shape Christmas trees. You gotta have those too. Oh, yeah. I had some of those at my grandma's house. Those are amazing. But yeah, if you don't have any of those in your house, then hopefully that you have a good Christmas. But yeah, so you said you're gonna have family in town. What else are you gonna do? Just chill
for real. Maybe watch some Christmas movies.
What are you gonna do? Oh, speaking of that. What are your
go to her first?
No. What are the best Christmas movies? Oh, like your top five.
Go to her first.
All right. Like what are you doing for Christmas?
Ask her her plans first.
Yeah, what are your plans?
Okay. Christmas plans. It's like Christmas is the whole month, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's
the second it hits the first?
I'm watching movies every
the
day.
The second it hits the first.
No, it's the day after Thanksgiving.
The day after
That's
Thanksgiving
when it starts.
I think it's December first, but people
game plan like right after Halloween ends. But you gotta let Thanksgiving.
You can't escape Thanksgiving.
You gotta let Thanksgiving have its time.
Yeah, you got.
But
to.
It's the day after Thanksgiving. That's when Christmas starts.
Yeah. My grandma's over right now.
Shout out grandparents out there. Yeah. All the grandparents. God, shout them out.
Yeah, she's here for like, she came for Thanksgiving. She's going to be here till after.
Where she live at?
She lives in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very cold. We've got the winter coats out.
Probably warmer she is.
Yeah, it's very cold here is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
There, it's nice. It might snow.
That's why they're going to Florida.
In Arizona?
Because it never gets cold down there.
My grandparents live in Florida, so they go there.
It, like, never gets cold.
They go there from December to May, and then they just... I wish I could go down there and just take a flight down there and just chill.
Because, like, when it's, like, 50 or 60 degrees, they'd be wearing coats because that's cold to them.
Yeah,
like, it's always, like, 90.
You guys have no idea what cold is. In Iowa, bro, like...
Like, bring them to
19 degrees.
They're going to freeze to death.
Yeah. Yeah, I lived in Arizona for a while, so coming up here, like,
it's crazy.
These guys have no idea.
It's terrible. It's ridiculous. I need so many blankets.
Yeah, I do too. I'm taking all the blankets out of the closet. Like, it's just freezing.
Cover myself with four blankets.
Yeah. Got to do it.
I do have a question for the group.
All right.
My mother has discovered something for a Thanksgiving dish: Jell-O salad. Opinions. Ooh.
I have not had it personally. Jaden, have you?
I've had it. Someone's
is it good?
Made it before.
Is it good?
What did you
it's
think
good.
Of it?
Sounds good.
I'm not even gonna lie. It was really good.
It sounds good.
It depends on how they make it though.
Yeah.
Because some of them, it's not. Because she made it two different ways one time, and it just depends on how it's made.
Yeah.
But when it's made right, it's really good.
I agree with that. Like, if you screw it up, then that's on you. Like, it's on you. Like, you can't mess it up. It's like, if you make a little mistake here, people are gonna notice. Like, if you screw one thing up and then somebody eats it and then you wonder why they complain about it, it's like, well, you didn't cook it right. Like,
it's like a little cake but for Jell-O.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
it's so weird.
Yeah,
it didn't sound good at first. I'm like, I don't know if I want to take a bite of this. But
going back to my original question, what are your top three Christmas top five yeah,
Home Alone, all the Home Alones.
Okay, which one do you think is the best one? I think the first one is the best.
The first one. It never gets better than the first.
Bro, have you seen the last one in 2021?
Uh-uh.
You haven't seen Alone Again? That one is so bad. I watched it with my family. It is so bad.
It always gets worse and worse.
It does. Like, there's a new guy and some other people rob his house. Like, all right, keep going.
The Grinch.
Which one? With Jim Carrey or?
The new one.
The one in 2018?
Yeah.
What about the one with Jim Carrey? Hey,
I like
Max.
I saw. What are some of yours?
All right, Elf, obviously. Yeah. Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2. Christmas Vacation, obviously got to put up there. Classic.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I've not seen that.
It's decent.
Does that count as a?
I don't know.
Christmas Does movie? Die Hard count as a Christmas movie? What are your thoughts?
It's a debate.
In my opinion, I don't think it does.
It's not.
I mean. Yeah, I'd say mine are Elf, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation. I mean, you got to watch all those. What else we got on here? I've not seen A Christmas Story. I need to watch that. I've never seen it. I've seen parts of it, but you know what's crazy? So, do you know the main character in A Christmas Story is actually in Elf? Remember the Elf that has that tells him how bad of a toy maker he is?
Yeah.
That's the guy. That's the guy. The main character in A Christmas Story.
Never knew that.
Yeah, now you know. With Peter Billingsley,
Polar Express.
Tom Hanks plays seven characters in that movie, bro. It's crazy. He plays the main boy. He plays the. It's just.
You want me to list them all? I know.
Let's hear them. Let's hear them.
He's
him.
The little boy, Santa Claus, the conductor, the ghost.
Oh Lord.
All of them.
Oh my gosh, bro! How do you play seven different characters at once, bro? You're already talking to yourself, bro. Like, it's
him.
He's him.
You should watch. He's him. The beside. Behind the scenes clips, they are so funny.
I've seen videos of him, I've seen actually videos of him behind the scenes, and it just seems like it's like a virtual reality, like him just talking to these people. And so are you looking up Christmas movies? What are some other ones? Like,
there's just not top tier Christmas movies.
Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn.
None of you have mentioned the best Christmas movie.
Let me hear it.
White Christmas.
Who's in that? I've never seen that.
I don't think I've ever seen it either.
It's like the whole musical. How have you guys not seen this? It's fantastic. I watch it every year.
Like, it's this 1954 one?
What? I don't know. I'm looking. 1954.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Irvin Berlin's?
Yeah. It.
Wait. Go back. Does it say Rosemary Carter? Oh, I thought that was the girl from Spider-Man, the grandma in there.
Oh.
No, that's not.
I've never seen it. We got to do some film study.
Yeah, we need to go. We need to do some film
Watch
knowledge.
That one. That one's so good. It's just full of Christmas songs. It's
fantastic. Speaking of Home Alone, I saw something the other day. So, Macaulay Culkin, the actor of Kevin Costner, he said his sons have never seen the movie, which is kind of crazy.
What?
And they don't know that he's Kevin from Home Alone. Like, why would you not tell your kids that you're Kevin in Home Alone, bro? Like, You know what's crazy is that his brother's actually in the movie, too. You remember the guy that eats all the soda, drinks all the soda, and then Home Alone?
Yeah.
That's his younger brother in real life, which is kind of crazy. They don't look alike, but, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Speaking of that, have you seen the very Jonas Christmas movie? Have you seen...
No. Is that a Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, they made a Christmas movie.
Did they really?
Yeah.
When?
Like, this year. Like,
God.
They made it...
No offense to movies in 2025, but they kind of suck. Happy Gilmore was terrible. I don't know if I can name any other movies. I saw F1. That was pretty good. But besides that...
It's just not a movie year.
No.
The new Superman movie is actually really good.
I've heard about that.
Like, straight out of the comics. It's fantastic.
Who plays Superman? Isn't it the guy from Norwalk? Or is it... forget who it is.
The guy from Norwalk?
No. Henry Cavill or something like that. You know what? I forget. Who plays Superman?
Wait. Frosty the Snowman, yo. I forgot about Frosty the Snowman.
What about Christmas with the Cranks?
Not seen it. Rudolph, obviously.
How about It's a Wonderful Life?
I think I've heard of that. Who's in that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Santa Claus, the movie. Santa Claus. You ever seen that with Tim Allen? And
that's a good...
Yeah, he doesn't know that he... So it's pretty much about this, right? All right. So Tim Allen, the guy that plays Woody... I don't know. You know, he plays Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story. He wakes up one day, and he has, like, a big beard, and he thinks he's Santa Claus. And he kind of really is, but, like, it's kind of hard to explain, to be honest with you. Like,
yeah, you're not mentioning the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I forget the very beginning. I haven't seen it in a while. But, yeah, he kind of thinks that he's Santa Claus, but he...
Yeah, because he murdered Santa Claus and put on the coat.
Yeah, he is. So then he is Santa Claus then, I guess.
Yeah.
But... I haven't seen it in a while, but yeah, it's kind of hard to
I need to
like,
go home and watch these movies.
Yeah. I'm going to have to write a whole movie list for you people. You haven't seen White Christmas or It's a Wonderful Life? What about Miracle on 34th Street?
I've heard of that.
Why are you just hearing about stuff?
That sounds like a Halloween movie.
Watch Christmas movies.
That sounds like a Halloween movie, low key.
I just can't get into like... Like, I get into, like, Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph, but, like, I never get into, like, the real, like,
those
Christmas
are, like,
movies.
Short films. Yeah. Those aren't really, like
I don't get into, like, the real movies of Christmas.
You don't? How about Thanksgiving movies? There aren't really a whole lot.
There's Free Birds.
Never heard of that.
I've watched. That's good.
God.
That's Free Birds? That's a ball knowledge.
It is?
Yeah.
That's just straight coming out of
that's
there.
That's a good
like,
movie.
It's...
That's a really good movie.
All right, I'm
You've
going
never
on
even heard
Disney.
Of Free Birds?
No, who's in it?
Birds?
No, I've never heard of it. I don't really watch movies on everything.
If you know, you know. If you know, you
have
know.
You seen A Christmas Chronicle, the movie?
That was a good one.
It's about like these kids. So like their mom leaves them. Like she goes to work, and then they like. It's kind of hard to explain. Like these kids, like they have to help out Santa with like the Christmas and stuff like that. That's pretty much what it's about. Like he.
Wait, is there a Free Birds 2?
Hopefully.
Free Birds 2 is aiming for 2034 release date.
Bro, we're going to have a GTA before that.
What?
When is GTA going to come out? Speaking of that.
2028.
It'll probably just get pushed back to 2029 and 2030.
They're just going to keep pushing it back.
They are. They're always going to make some excuse for why it hasn't. But yeah. So, Jaden, what are your top five? I want to hear them. We got
top five what, movies?
Yeah. Christmas movies.
Home Alone.
Obviously.
One. The Grinch.
Wait, could Jim Carrey or with the cartoon one? No. The one in 2018, like the live action.
I'm changing my mind.
Here.
The old one, Jim Carrey.
Okay. Hey, Max.
Frosty the Snowman.
All right.
Home Alone 2.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm missing one.
You know Rob Schneider's in that?
Who?
Home Alone 2.
Oh.
You guys in all the Adam Sandler movies. He's in.
And Polar Express.
I have seen parts of that. So actually in fifth grade, during Christmas time, our teacher made us watch that movie, and I did not enjoy one minute of it.
They always every single year they pulled up the Polar Express.
Yeah,
in every single class,
M&M's and popcorn.
That's like every single class. It's only Polar.
It's about this kid that like. Have you seen the meme of like the kid? It's like you know the kid that says "Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba."
Yeah. Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba.
Why not both?
Yeah. Why not both?
Yeah. Who is it? Did Tom Hanks play that kid too? You know, with the glasses and the kid just says, Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba.
What?
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Great.
So what are your top five here?
White Christmas, okay. For sure. It's a Wonderful Life. Miracle on 34th Street is a really good and sweet story, along with It's a Wonderful Life. The black and white version specifically, though.
Put it up to the microphone. Let me hear that.
Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba?
Why not both?
Sicko Mode or Mo Bamba? Why not both?
Okay.
What if that continue, Cordell?
I don't know. Continue, Cordell.
I don't know what number I'm on. I'm just gonna list.
Oh, you're on number four. I kept track. So Jaden over here is keep laughing about the meme, but it's all good.
Continue.
Polar Express, definitely. My family watches
it's
that.
It's a classic.
Decorating the Christmas tree, so we don't find it. It looks weird.
It does, but it's good.
You know, for my family, we're used to it.
Are you the only child?
No.
Oh, what do you have?
I've got two other siblings, all younger.
Nice. Being the oldest is cool, though. Like, being the oldest child is cool.
Well,
it can
drive
be.
Drive everybody around.
Yeah. And then, like, you get blamed for everything. Like,
yeah.
Your parents, like, the younger kids, they get away with so much stuff, bro. It's actually kind of annoying.
They bought my little sister a full-on iPad.
Oh, my God.
They're saying it's spoiled. It technically is
Mom,
a Kindle.
Mom, I want an iPad.
It's like huge. It's like iPad size Kindle.
Mom, if you don't give me this iPad, I'm going to get so mad. Like, kid, bro, you don't need everything, Brad. Like, just. I hate those kids.
You're supposed to spoil, like, your first kids, not the freaking youngest now.
If it's anybody, it should be your first. It should have been me. Like, my brother gets stuff that I never got, and I get mad about it because he gets everything, bro. Like, we're 3 years apart, and we do not look alike at all. You'd think he'd be older than me the way he looks, but, man. Like, there are things that I wish that I had the heat that he has. But he has Jordans. He has a pair of Jordans. He didn't even wear them.
What?
And I keep asking him, yo, can I wear them? I'm like, dude.
You just got to take them.
I do. But he could be like, take those Jordans off right now. I'm like, bro, you don't even wear them. Like, let me wear them. Like, it's just, yeah. I mean, Jaden, you are the youngest. So what is it like being the youngest? Like, what is it? Give us a perspective of what it's like, you know.
I get special treatment, I'm not going to lie.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
But your brother's not around anymore.
Yeah, we're 10 years apart.
He's 29?
Yeah.
What year did he graduate from high school?
2012?
2015. Oh, dang. He's old.
He's an unk.
So you said he went to here and then Grandview?
No, he went to Iowa Central and then Grandview.
Was he a good golfer?
He was pretty good. He's, he got like his, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a PGA certification.
So he can like go in the PGA if he wanted to?
He wanted
to. You have to get a certification for that. I think he can just go in whenever
you
want.
You have to have like a test. Like you have to pass a test. It's like a driver's
test. What's the test? Hey, hit it in the hole right here.
It's like a driver's test, like actually, but like really, like it's advanced.
All right, guys, who could drive the ball the furthest? You're in.
Like you have to, like it's like the history of PGA and stuff. Like,
is it really? I thought you can just get in whenever
you
want.
No, like
you
have to know everything, I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean know everything? It's golf. Like
no, like there's, it's like advanced. Like he studied.
Who's his favorite golfer?
He studied Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods?
He studied for like weeks.
Tiger Woods, ever since his injury, has just been going down. Yeah. What about, does he like Bryson or?
He, kind of.
Does he make you watch the Masters every year? He does?
He said, like, if there's anything else on, he's like, turn it to the Masters. Like, what are we watching? Watch the Masters.
What about the PGA Tour? You watch that?
Yeah. Every single time there's anything, like,
golf-related,
big in PGA, he's always...
Does he like any LPGA players or who?
Who's Ellie Korda.
Oh, isn't that the girl that Caitlin Clark does all her stuff with? Yeah.
So, he went to, like, Florida one time because he got, like, put down there because he's, like, a golf assistant. And there was, like, a big tournament in Florida, and he went to the LPGA, and he got her signature.
Dang, that's really cool. That's
she's
really
like a top player.
Yeah, no, her, isn't she like French or something?
I don't know,
but
something.
So you said your Christmas plans are your family's coming in town.
Yeah, we're going to my grandma's
again.
Yeah.
Hey, grandma, what's
we're
up?
Back.
I'm back. The boys are back in town.
Back.
Yeah, I got family that's coming over. I actually have cousins in Chicago that are coming in to town. Usually we go to their house for Christmas, which is cool because they live in Chicago and I love all the Chicago sports teams. So we just get to drive by, you know, Soldier Field and Wrigley. But now they're coming here, which is, it's not going to be as fun, but it will still be fun because, and my cousin who's at the University of Texas is coming back home. So it's cool. She's actually in Sweden right now on like some tour. Yeah, for some like tour or something. Or no, she has like a program through there. So she's coming. I think she has like a month left and then she's coming back home. So yeah, it'll be nice to see her and see them. And yeah, man, crazy. Christmas will be here before you know it, man. It's got to start watching Christmas movies now. Got to start doing my history.
Got to get in the rhythm.
Yeah, got
to. Are you going to the Iowa game that's in Casey Center?
Yeah. Are you?
I might. I got to get tickets, though.
Hopefully we see each other, man. Iowa better win that game, bro. Speaking of that, bro, that game last night. Yeah, that was.
That game last night.
No, it was.
I have one last Christmas topic.
All right, let's hear it.
Give me your top Christmas songs.
All I Want for Christmas has got to be number one.
That's number one, always.
Obviously.
That's what starts it all.
I think I'm going to go top five here.
Go ahead.
Jingle Bells, All I Want for Christmas, Deck the Halls. I don't know any other ones.
I got to look them up.
I got it.
Yeah, so am I.
I do too.
There's too many good
ones. Michael Jackson one, you know what I'm talking about? I Saw Mommy Kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one up there. Oh, jeez. Give me some songs here. I need a...
Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Underneath the Tree. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, that one's good. I like
Jingle Bell Rock. Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
All right, so mine are...
Let It Snow.
All right, so Deck the Halls, the Mariah Carey song. I'm blanking on the name.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad.
Ooh, that one's tough.
Feliz Navidad, Jingle Bells, and the Michael Jackson song. Those are my top five. What about yours? What are your?
I'm gonna have to do top ten.
Okay, that's too many to pick from. Yeah, that sounds more fair.
All I Want for Christmas Is You is obviously number one, and then the rest of these are just however you want to base them. Last Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
Santa Tell Me. Feliz Navidad. I don't even know if I have 10 to give you. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro said top 10. I'm not 10, bro. Oh man.
I low-key had more too. We'll do top 5 for now. Okay. What are yours, Cordella?
She's gotta do the research.
Last Christmas by Ariana Grande.
Alright, hey, let Cordella speak. Let's hear from Cordella here.
I have a playlist of 51 and I have to pick 10.
Holy cow.
Dang. She's locked in on the Christmas spirit.
Believe by Josh Groban. It's in Polar Express. It's at the end.
Nice.
That song's so nice. You don't. Which Spider-Man movie was it? The
one with Toby?
No, it's Into the Spider-Verse.
Ah,
yep.
There's a whole Spider-Man Christmas album. They released that, so you can have access to those Spider-Man Christmas songs.
Dang.
And they are hilarious.
That sounds cool. Have you ever heard of Ding Productions?
Yes. Yes. That's my favorite. Every single time it gets winter.
What's his
I don't know. I gotta look it up. It's like I know I can like visualize it. Oh my gosh. That I used to watch him all the time.
Yeah, I used to just watch him for his intro.
It was my favorite intro.
Yeah. Bro, turn that off, bro. We're done with that.
No, I gotta look up Ding Productions.
Ding Productions intro. Probably look this up here.
Carol of the Bells. I do like that one.
Just keep those sleigh bells. Yeah.
Shout out Ding Productions.
So is that all of is that just all of his intro for every video?
Yeah.
Okay. Go back, Cordella. Sorry,
Cordella. We keep interrupting.
Bing Crosby, just all of his Christmas songs, to be honest. I love them. He's got a great voice. Nice. Very Christmassy.
Nice.
Wonderful Christmas, the Paul McCartney, that one.
The Beatles? Was it just Paul McCartney or the Beatles?
Just him.
Oh. He's like the only one, I think, from the Beatles that is, or there's two that are still alive right now, so.
Where was it? Little Saint Nick's actually pretty good. I do enjoy that one. Christmas Bell, the Jingle Bell Rock, that's obviously a really good one.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Run Rudolph Run. That's a very catchy
one. I like that one.
I like that one a lot.
Go, Johnny, go.
And some versions of I think it's Silent Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Those are good.
Yeah. Is that all you got for us, Jaden, and for this segment? Well, Cordella, it was nice having you on.
Thank you for coming on.
It was really cool.
Thank you for having you on. Thanksgiving and Christmas takes.
Yeah. Thanks for your perspective. It was cool to have you on, and feels like we haven't had you on in a while, so we need to get you on more. And it's a great time having you on for sure.
You guys just talk about sports. I can't talk about that.
She can't keep up.
That's at a different segment right now.
Honestly, I can't even keep up with them sometimes. So
yeah. Yeah, that's it was cool for sure. You know, it was obviously, you know, you wrote some great stuff in here, and you guys need to go check it out, man. We got some good stuff.
Jaden,
continue bringing out the best stories.
Yep, we're gonna continue.
At DMAC.
I'm hopefully gonna write a story about how DMAC sports should be here.
Yeah,
trying to work on that a little bit, and we'll just keep coming, keep you guys updated on the Christmas throughout the Christmas time, and good to have you on, Cordella. It was fun having you on for sure.
It's fun when I can keep up with
the conversation. It's fun when it's a topic that she can talk about.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Yeah, when I can keep up.
Yeah,
I'll have fun.
Yeah.
If it's something I don't understand, I'm sitting here in silence.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
It is, yeah. But, man, thanks for coming on today. It was fun. You know, I had a good time, and hopefully that we can get you on more times and hopefully talk less sports sometimes. But yeah, man, it was fun. So
you're turning the podcast into some sport podcast.
Yeah, it's just a sports podcast. But
sometimes we gotta, you know, widen our horizon.
Sometimes it has to be DMAC.
Yeah, so. It has to be, you know, this is a DMAC podcast, so we have to keep it, you know, DMAC related here, you know. But yeah, man, it was always fun having guests on, no matter who it is, and hopefully to get Jedediah. Jedediah, shout out. Jedediah. Hey, if you're watching this, man, you're the GOAT, man. Hopefully that we can get you on here sometime soon, because Jedediah, man, you're cool, man, and yeah, we need to get him on for sure. He's a cool. We need, you know what? We need to have Jedediah and Cordell on sometime. Let's get Jedediah's perspective.
Get a whole Daryl. Yeah. We got Daryl too.
Yeah, gotta get it. Bring in a whole extra.
Just
microphone.
Bring in everyone. We got a Theo over there.
Who's Theo? Is that
Theo Evans?
Oh yeah, Coach Theo Evans. If you listen to this, Theo Evans, shout out Theo Evans. Great coach. I wish your team all the best this next year, and go Hoover. You know, I'm always gonna be a Wolf fan, but Hoover second.
Go Hoover.
Go Hoover Huskies, baby, and go Grandview Christian too. That's Cordova School. If anybody is wondering, go Grandview Christian Thunder.
They better be doing good. I haven't checked.
Who's that 169 kid? I forget. That was a pretty good basketball player last year.
Nana.
Oh,
yeah. Remember we looked at that?
Yeah. He's playing on Brontes.
UIC.
No, he's on some team. He's on some good team.
Yeah, but yeah, man, it was fun having you on, and for sure, hopefully to talk more GVC sports here soon. So
we'll see you next time, Cordella.
See you next time, Cordella.
Hopefully it's soon.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Chocolate.
Happy Holidays too. Yeah, for sure. All right. So now here's
what we got
our sports. So
what do we got, Ben?
What is your recap from the Iowa game last night? Ugly loss. You know,
I didn't even watch it. I was watching like a, you know, The Conjuring.
The what?
The Conjuring. It's a movie.
No.
It's a scary movie.
Isn't that with Liam Neeson?
No.
Who's it with?
I don't even know.
It's a horror movie?
It's like one of the top horror.
Let me look it up here.
It's bad.
How do you spell it?
I'll just look it up for you. Hold on.
Show me a picture of it.
Yeah. It's like demonic and like possessive stuff.
Mm.
And they're like it's based on a real story. It's like they're like I don't know what it's called. They like exorcise the ghosts and everything and the demons. It's like with Annabelle, you know Annabelle?
Yeah.
That's Annabelle's origin story.
Nice. Yeah, man, it was just
it was a bad. I didn't watch it. It was a bad loss. I thought they were gonna at least put up a competition. Like I didn't believe in them that they were gonna win. I thought they were gonna keep it close. But I mean,
it was just
a bad loss.
They had it close in the first half, and then they just didn't know how to play basketball. And speaking of that, McCollum's pace of basketball, man. Have you seen like his pace, like the way that he just like does everything, bro? Like it's just such a slow pace of basketball. It's not like Fran where push, you know what I mean? And but speaking of that, we need to go way back. Iowa won the Akajura Classic against Grand Canyon. I actually was not watching the game because I was on my way to Kansas City for Thanksgiving, but I followed along, and Iowa had so many opportunities. Did you watch that game, by the way?
Yeah.
Iowa had so many opportunities to go up by like 20 points, and they just couldn't do it. So what were your thoughts of watching that game? Why couldn't Iowa just go up by 20?
They were just having a shaky day.
Do you think it's McCollum's system? Or do you
I don't think they're like ready. They need to like play into it, like get adjusted to it.
Yeah, they do. And I just think
has your boy Payne McCollum played yet?
No, I think he's gonna redshirt. My shout out Payne McCollum, my classmate of mine, great guy, great player at Northwest. And tough loss for my Hawks last night, and you know, hopefully that bro, Bennett Sturts, did you see him last night? Jesus. He airballed like 5 threes. That's not like him. I think the thing with Bennett Sturts, right, is that he needs to drive to the basket more, right?
Yeah.
You know, this isn't Missouri Valley Conference anymore. Not every shot's gonna be easy for you, right? Sometimes you have to drive to the basket to get your points, and that's okay, right? Not every shot, you know, you're gonna make, right? This isn't the Missouri Valley Conference. Sometimes you're gonna have to drive into the basket, you're gonna have to drive into the hoop, and you're gonna have to get fouled, and you're gonna have to get a lot of your points on the free throw line. That's the reality of it, right? And that's the reality of it. And it's, you know, every point's gonna be easy. And I think, like I've said before, and I'm gonna say it again, when we play teams like Michigan State, when we play ranked teams, we need to be starting Alval Porgeras. I'm tired of Iowa going to small ball and having Cam Manuel, a 6'8 center. You just can't have that. Alval Porgeras is 6'10, can stretch the floor, is a great three-point shooter and a great defender. And
why is he not playing? Why is he not starting? I really do think that Iowa would win a lot more games if Oliver Garris was starting. I think him and Housen, transferred in here for a reason. You know, they wanted to start. And do you know Trey Thompson on Iowa basketball? Mm-hmm. So the coaches have been saying that he's good. He's a really good player. He reclassified. So he's 17, and he's playing college basketball. And they've been saying how good he is. Why is he not playing? Why is he not playing? You say he's ahead of everybody. Well, I don't know why he's not playing. Like, it's just, I like Ben McCollum as a coach. Don't get me wrong. I like him. But I'm going to criticize where I need to criticize that. I'm going to point out arguments that need to be argued. Do I think Iowa will be okay? Yes. I'm not taking another way. I think Iowa's going to be just fine. But if you want to win those Big Ten games, those against those ranked teams, you're going to need to start Oliver Garris. You're going to need to start Brennan Housen, because they bring you good three-point shooting. No offense to Cooper Koch or Isaiah Howard. Great players, but they shouldn't be starting. I think Koch should be the first one off the bench. Oliver Garris is a lengthy center who should be starting.
Have you seen the Iowa woman?
Oh, my God.
You're doing great.
What a win against Baylor. What a win. Did you watch that game at all? I stayed up and I watched it. Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts on that game? What are your thoughts on how Iowa played? And
I think they played up to par, but that one, who was the one?
Emily Rodriguez? Yeah. What is she doing?
She turned the ball over like 5 times.
Remember Aaliyah Guyton last year?
Yeah.
I've been telling people.
She's
reminds
like a reincarnation.
Me. Yeah, she's like a reincarnated Aaliyah Guyton. Like, I just don't.
She tried to sell the game. I think she had a parlay or something.
Bro.
She was betting.
There just is no way. Like, if your coach is telling you to slow it down. I was even saying on TV, slow it down, slow it down. We have all the time in the world. You don't need to rush it. Like, it's just, like, what are you doing? Like, you could have won the game by so much more if you just slowed it down. And what did Baylor do? They went down there and they scored. It's just frustrating that had to happen. And great win for the Hawkeye women and against Baylor. And hopefully that...
They're still undefeated.
Yep, still undefeated, man.
They played a good Fairfield team, though.
Shout
have you heard about Fairfield?
No.
They're really good in their, like, conference or something.
Are they D2 or D1?
Let me see. They're D1. But they're, like, whatever their, like, conference is, or, I mean, league? What do you call it? Big Ten? What is the Big Ten? A conference?
Their conference.
Whatever their conference is, they've won it, like, a lot of years.
Speaking of that, I saw something. Do you know Fairfield's coach is the daughter of the Mystics coach?
Really?
Yeah, that's ball right there. I thought Iowa women played well. I think that there's a lot to work on. You know, obviously there is. And, dude, I thought Iowa was going to lose that first to Fairfield. I was like, come on. There's just no way we're going to lose.
Like, they've had seven tournament appearances, and they've had 22, 24, 25.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Like, everyone's scared.
What about 2023?
They didn't make it.
How?
I don't know.
It
was like an ace.
You say everybody was scared.
Everyone's scared to put them on their schedule because they think they're gonna like upset them. Like all the,
well,
all the
Iowa power put five, them on and they won.
All the Power Five like schools are afraid to put them on
don't,
their schedule.
Don't be scared. If Iowa can do
if
it,
Iowa
I think anybody else
can do it.
I think if Iowa can do it, I think South Carolina, the UConn's, all the top tier schools can do
it. Did you see South Carolina lost?
To who?
I think it was Texas. Wait, hold on. Let me.
I have a cousin that goes to Texas. Maggie, if you're listening to this, Horns. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say this, but horns down. So my cousin is telling me this, right? She's like, Ben, now that I go to Texas, you have to respect Texas more. I'm like, no, I do not. Like, I do not have to respect Texas now that it's because you go there. Like, that is not the case.
They lost 66-64 to Texas.
Addison Bjorn School, who just committed there. Mm-hmm. Bro, Texas is like, they're going to be
loaded. South Carolina was home, too.
Great. Ace's year. But, so what do you think about Texas's recruiting class? I want you to know like Addison Bjorn, yeah. Bree. I think her best friend is like Bree Crittenden or something. I don't know how to spell it. I don't know any other people, but obviously,
I mean, already with Madison Booker, they're going to be a really good team.
Oh,
you know Madison Booker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be really good.
And then you add in Bjorn and Bree Crittenden. I don't know how to say it last. I'm just going to say Bree. And you add in Bree in there, and then they're going to be loaded. Maggie, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I have a cousin that goes to Texas. Horns down. I'm sorry. I like you, Maggie. You'll forever be family to me. But it's just great win for live women and Iowa football.
Iowa football
decimating the heck out of Nebraska. Decimated. Wasn't even close. It was over before it even started. What are your thoughts on the game? Did you watch it? And
I watched it.
I watched every minute of it.
It was a great game. I mean, like. Mark didn't have a good passing game again.
No, but he did it with his legs again. Yep, and as long as he can do it, that's all I care about. And
Kamari Moten too.
Oh yeah, needed that. Needed touchdowns and
their defense finally showed up.
Yeah, Zach Lomer, he's a dog, man. He's gonna be like, I don't say this a lot about people, but I think Zach Lutmer can be the next like Cooper DeJean. Like, I seriously believe that. Like, speaking of that, I got a thing for you. Do you think Xavier Wampa was a bust at Iowa?
I think definitely if he went somewhere else,
here's the thing. I've been telling my dad this.
Like, I'm glad he stayed loyal and he went to Iowa, but he would have been way better if he went to like a big school.
Here's the thing. I think they should have switched in the corner.
Yeah.
Right? Because Deshaun Lee, no offense to him, he's not good. Deshaun Lee gets... Did you see Jeremiah Smith literally push him off and catch it one-handed? He caught it one... You could say it was a pass interference, but it didn't matter. Like, Jeremiah Smith is him, but like, we'll get to that in a later segment. We'll get to Ohio State and Michigan, obviously. But they should have switched Wampa to corner. I've been telling people that.
I think he's a better corner than safety.
I know. He would have been just like Cooper DeJean. Came into Iowa as a safety. Switched the corner. Had a great year. Now is in the NFL and is balling out for the Eagles.
Like, I think he's still a great player and he's going to get drafted. He's going to go to the NFL.
Watch him have a great career in the NFL.
But it's just the fact, like, he would have got more recognition if he went somewhere else, or he would have had a better career if he played corner his whole
career. Exactly. I've been telling people that. And, if you're a Nebraska fan, I'm so sorry for you. Matt Rhule has never beaten Iowa. There are discussions.
You know, Kirk has more wins than every Nebraska coach, I think.
Tom Osborne.
Like, in that stadium.
Crazy. Kirk owns that. I've been critical of Kirk, but he owns Memorial Stadium. He owns them. Nebraska fans, how do you feel about that? Iowa's coach, who's been there 27 years, has more wins in your stadium. You've had, what, four different coaches in the past, like, 20 years? And Kirk's been there 27 years. He has more wins than your coaches have. Like, it's just Kirk owns you guys. His team owns you guys. You know why players go to Iowa? To be developed. To go to Iowa to be developed and to be put in the NFL. You know, you see guys like Cooper DeJean was Class A football, for Christ's sake. He goes to Iowa, balls out, has a great senior year, and unfortunately gets hurt because they used him in practice the wrong way. Should have never done that, by the way. But, you go to Iowa for a reason, right? I'm not saying you don't go to Nebraska, and I hate Nebraska. Do you hate Nebraska?
Yeah.
Like, my mom has so many, like, she has so many coworkers and so many friends that like Nebraska. I'm like, Mom, tell your friends that Nebraska sucks. Like, they do. I'm not trying to hate, but Nebraska's terrible. Like, it's just Iowa. They know what their game plan is, right? Going to run the ball.
Yeah.
Have Mark run the ball.
That first drive. It didn't look good for Iowa. He went like right down the field 90 yards.
Oh, I was like, it's old. Bro, he did. He did what Caleb Johnson did last year.
I thought he was going to have like 500 yards in the game.
I did too. I was like, this dude is like Christian McCaffrey all over again. They just does not do this again. But yeah, man. After that, Iowa shut him down. They shut
I really wish Iowa won like at least two of their four losses. They'd be in the college football playoff discussion right now.
They would be.
They're still 23rd on the college football playoff like bracket that they had.
What do you say?
But
they haven't made a good team though.
Yeah.
But do I think Iowa should be ranked? No, they haven't beaten one. They didn't beat Oregon. Like they didn't beat USC.
The AP, they're not in the top 25. They but be. Like the college football playoff, they're 23rd right
They
now.
Shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. I'm not hating on Iowa.
Every good team they played, they lost.
All right, exactly. They didn't beat USC. They didn't beat Oregon. Who else did they play? USC,
Oregon. They played Iowa State when they were ranked.
But Iowa State. I firmly believe if I would have put Iowa State again, they'd win.
Yeah.
Who are the good teams that they play this year? They lost to Oregon. They lost to USC.
And Indiana.
Oh. Okay.
But so Indiana's like, do you think Indiana's going to win?
No. Do you think so?
Do you think it's going to be close?
Yes.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's a toss-up.
Who do you think wins?
I hope Indiana, but I think Ohio State's
going to win. I hope Indiana, too, but I think Ohio State's going to win. And Indiana does have the home crowd, though. Yeah. Isn't in Lucas Oil Stadium, but, I mean, Ohio State's just too good.
Yeah.
I mean, Julian's saying, you got to realize, though, Fernando Mendoza is doing good with less talent. Julian Sain has Jeremiah Smith,
Carnell Tate.
Brandon Ennis, Carnell Tate. So many good tight ends.
Like, obviously, when you're going to have you're going to have good receivers from Ohio State. Like, you're going to have help. But
speaking of that,
Mendoza doing it without no NFL talent at all.
Exactly. And do I think Mendoza should win the Heisman? Yes. I think he should. I think he's doing it with less talent. I really do. And I want Indiana to win, but I think Ohio State is, unfortunately. I hate Ohio State, but you got to think reality here. Ohio State is probably going to win a championship this year. I don't see anybody beating them. I really don't. I mean, I don't
see anyone beating them, but I just have a feeling that they're going to choke somehow.
They're gonna
choke somewhere. They're the number one seed, but they're going to choke somewhere. I have a feeling.
Yeah, but going back to Iowa, just a great win. And, man, we're probably going to go to the Music City Bowl again. oh, my God. Are you tired of 8 wins every year?
Yeah.
I'm tired of 8 wins every single year.
Like, they had a stat of, like, the most 8-win seasons in a row, and it's like Iowa, Ohio State, Georgia.
That's not something to be happy about. I'm not happy
because
about
not, because they're not getting above 8 wins like the other schools.
Kirk is, you know what's crazy?
They're stuck at 8 wins.
Yeah, and then it gets to the bowl game and they can't win. Like, it's just, Kirk needs to go, right? I love Kirk. He's been there for 27 years. He's been loyal. But it's just, he has no national championships, no Big Ten championships. It's time for a change, right? And it's time for, it's time for a change. And, you know, like I said, I'm loyal. You know, I like Kirk. He's a good coach, but time has passed him by. And it's time for him to move on, and it's time to get a new scheme, because I'm just tired of winning 8 games every year. It's not good enough. You know, we bring in a guy like Mark Gronowski. We expect more than 8 wins. If we beat Oregon, if we beat USC, we probably have 11 wins. If we don't lose to Iowa State, we're probably undefeated. And if we beat Indiana and Drew Stevens makes that field goal, I think we win that game. We should be undefeated this season. I mean, really should be.
They really had a good chance.
We had a good chance. We should have beaten Indiana. We should have beaten Oregon. I was there. I was getting ready to swarm the field against Oregon. We were all the way down there, and I was like, come on, Iowa. And then once Dante Moore committed that pass, I'm like, it's over. They're going to win this game. But, speaking of that, Ohio State's receiver coach, Brian Hartline, just got hired at USF. What do you think about that?
USF?
Mm-hmm.
Like South Florida?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I think that's good for them.
I think he's a good coach, but you got to realize, when you have guys like JSN, Marvin Harrison Jr.
When you have all these NFL receivers, you're going to
They made him a good coach.
Yeah, they're gonna make you look good.
Yeah. I'm not saying he can't be a good coach, but like when you have guys like Jeremiah Smith, who I think we'll win the Heisman next year, Jeremiah Smith. And I think he'd be the best receiver of all time. Like, I'm not even kidding you. I think Jeremiah Smith is that good. And
Jackson Smith and Jigba right now.
Garrett Wilson, yep. JSN, Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, who's going to get drafted.
Olave go there?
Olave, yep. Brian Hartline himself is a receiver. But when you have, you know what's crazy? I saw a picture of the receiver, Ohio State's receiver room 2021, Marvin Harrison Jr., JSN, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, some other guys.
One of the greatest receiver rooms I've ever seen.
Oh, they're receiver you for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, they just are. I mean, if you're a good receiver, you go to Ohio State. And I'm not saying Brian Hartline's not a good receiver coach. I'm just saying that when you have all those receivers, it makes you look good, right? It makes you look like that he's a good receiver coach. And
it's going to be a good test for him.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
If he actually has the talent, or if the talent makes him look good.
Speaking of coaches,
Lane Kiffin. What if he went to Iowa?
That's not going to happen. If he went to Iowa, I don't think I'd be like. I don't want to know what to think. I don't think he'd be able to go to sleep for like 5 days, bro. Like, that dude looks like Jedediah right there. Look at that dude. Maybe that's his like long lost brother or something. But So what are your thoughts on Lane? Speaking of that, if you guys don't know this, Lane Kiffin's daughter's boyfriend is on LSU, and he is going to be coaching him and his younger brother. What are your thoughts on that? I personally think, here's the thing. I told my dad this last night. I personally think it's a little weird to be dating your coach's daughter. Like, I find it a little weird. I get that he was at Ole Miss, but like, dude, what is the guy's name? Whit Weeks or something?
Yeah, Whit Weeks.
Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, are you trying like to stick out like that? Like, anybody else but the coach's daughter? Like, you're doing that with the coach. It wouldn't be weird if it was like the receivers coach. Any coach on the team has a kid, you should not be dating. You shouldn't be. It's a violation. I'm not saying it's a violation, but it's just kind of weird. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like if I was a coach, my daughter was dating a player on my team, I find that a little personal and a little weird. Like,
I promise you, I'm benching him.
Oh, I don't care if it's a 5-star recruit and he's about to win the Heisman. I'm not playing.
I'm telling him to transfer.
Yeah.
get my daughter out of your life right
now. Unless he's like a really, really great guy, he's not.
Yeah. If he's not nice, get out of here. You're transferring. But I first just find it a little weird. The kid can do whatever he wants, but what weeks? It's going to be a little weird. Hey, coach, how's it going? Oh, shoot. Your daughter's here, too. Oh, man. All right. Hey, girl, how you doing? Oh, hey, Mr. Kiffin. Hey, coach, how you doing? Like, it just, but yeah, like I texted you yesterday, great hire by LSU. I mean, I just don't think Brian Kelly fit the culture of LSU. I just don't think he, remember when he tried to do the fake accent, like yeah. That stuff? That just, it wasn't a good fit, and he should have probably stayed in Notre Dame. Hopefully, I wish Brian Kelly nothing but the best. I hope that he,
I miss Coach O.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers, baby. I just miss, which one is mine?
That one.
Yeah, I just, he didn't fit, you know, LSU's culture. And I think that, you know, hiring a guy like Lane Kiffin, who's won at USC, was at Tennessee for a year. And, you know, did you see he already flipped a recruit from Ole Miss to LSU already?
He did.
Damn, bro, he's working. Crying never stops. But, yeah, man, it's great hire by LSU, you know. I think that they can lead, Kiffin can lead them back to the promised land. You know, I'm not saying that to have like a Joe Burton. No, let's be honest. There will never ever be another team like the 2019 LSU Tigers. There just won't be. I mean,
greatest team ever.
Oh, 100%. Greatest team of all time. They're just, you'll never have another quarterback like Joe Burrow, Doan Dimes, Justin Jefferson. And there's another argument to be made. Did Joe Burrow make Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase good, or did the receivers make him good? What are your thoughts on that? I think it's both.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think it goes both ways.
I think Joe Burrow made them good, and he made them good. Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase made him good.
They just made each other so much better.
Yeah. And plus you add Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Patrick Queen, Grant Delpit, Cordell Flatt, Cade York, Coach O, go Tigers. You know what's crazy? The Baylor head coach, Dave Aranda, was on that staff. He was the defense coordinator. Dude, I think they had the most, like, I think I saw some, they had the most, like, from that team. Pretty much the whole entire defense is selected in the NFL. Patrick Queen, Derek Stingley, Cordell Flott, Kevon Chaisson. Did I already say Grant Delpit? Grant Delpit was on that team. The Thorpe Award winner. And hey, man, so going back to LSU, just a great hire by them. And hopefully that LSU can go back to the promised land and went to the national championships and
I think the transfer portal and like recruitment
is so crazy.
It's just because like they had to fire him because they need to get like recruits in.
Yeah.
And like, but it's like they're about to go into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Why are we?
I think there should be a rule where if your teammate's the playoffs, you have to leave after.
Yeah.
There needs to be a rule about that. But it'd just be weird. Like you're like Rain Kiffin brought in those players.
Yeah.
He brought in every single one of those guys. And to see a different coach on the sidelines for the playoff game, I find that a little weird. Like, it's just, they should make a rule where you have to wait till, like, let's say you're Alabama or you're Ole Miss. Alabama's obviously not going to get a new coach, but, like, let's say they hire somebody new, right? They'd have to wait till after they met the playoff game for them to be hired. It just makes a lot more sense that way. And it's just, it's weird that coaches are leaving midseason. And speaking of that, Florida got John Sumrall from Tulane. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't even know who that is.
Former Tulane coach.
He
was there for 1 year. Like, what are they? They're just shopping these coaches.
Wasn't Tulane like ranked at some point?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, I think it's a good hire for them. They need some. I don't know what happened to them. They were supposed to do good, weren't they?
Florida.
Yeah, they had like, who do they have? DJ Lagway.
He might transfer though.
Yeah,
he might.
He threw like 5 picks that game.
Against who?
LSU. He threw 5 picks.
But Florida did beat Texas though.
Yeah.
Like, Texas, how do you lose to Florida? Literally fired their coach and you still lost to them. Like, bro, like, it's just, speaking of that, do you see what George Kittle said to Will Compton?
Yeah.
You sit back on the bus where you belong, where that doesn't move. Will Compton, man, you owe George Kittle a bet. You owe him something. And do you like Will Compton? Do you like busting with the boys? What are your thoughts on them?
He's all right.
I think he's fine. I like Taylor Lewan a lot better than I do Will Compton. No hate on Will Compton. I'm just saying that I like Taylor Lewan a lot better. I think he brings a lot more energy to that show. And what are some of the other coaching hires that made you that you looked at?
Is there more? Who else got hired?
Look it up.
Coaching hires. Because I know Lane Kiffin was the big one. UCLA hired someone. Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas got... I was hoping Matt Campbell was going to go to Arkansas. I mean, didn't you think that? I mean, I thought Matt Campbell was going to go there, but...
Is that the name?
Ryan Silverfield from Memphis went to Arkansas.
Who was... Who'd you say?
Ryan Silverfield from Memphis.
Matt
Campbell.
Who was he rumored to go to Arkansas?
Matt Campbell.
Yeah.
I was hoping he was going to go to Arkansas, but coaches keep getting fired here and there. And like I said with Florida, I don't think Billy Napier fit what they wanted to do. I don't think that they wanted to, fit Billy Napier's system, which was, run the ball and. I'm surprised Wisconsin still has a coach, man. I mean, are you surprised that they still have a coach?
Yeah.
Will Fickell is terrible. I mean, he's just draining all that. Like, you know how Wisconsin was a run-first football team? He wants to make that team an air raid style of offense. Like, bro, like, if you were a coach, why would you want to take away what's working for Wisconsin? Clearly, he doesn't know what Wisconsin football is because he went to Ohio State. He clearly does not know anything about Wisconsin football, and you looking up coaching hires right now?
Yeah. Kentucky hired Will Stein.
Yeah, that was a good hire. Oregon's offensive coordinator. You know what's crazy? He actually is from Louisville, Kentucky, and he played at the University of Louisville, and he knows the area. Great, great coach, great offensive coordinator. He can get guys from Kentucky, right? He can steal recruits from Kentucky, and I think it's a great hire. You know, he knows the state of Kentucky. He knows Louisville. He can go out to those areas and get those recruits, so I think it's a great, great hire.
Michigan State hired Pat Fitzgerald.
Great.
He has a son.
On Iowa. I think he'll transfer. He's going to transfer to. But I told my dad this. Say if you agree with me. I thought Pat Fitzgerald was going to go to Iowa after Kirk was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was going to. I did. I thought Kirk was going to.
His son's already there.
Okay. No hate. I don't think his son is that good. He'll transfer to Michigan State, but he won't play at all. He just. Maybe if like somebody gets hurt, but he was like fifth string on Iowa this year. He just didn't play at all. But I'm not trying to hate on you, Ryan Fitzgerald. You're a good player, but. I don't think you'll see the field ever at Michigan State. And dang it, Michigan State. They hired Pat Fitzgerald. I was hoping Iowa was going to hire him after Kirk. But it's a great hire. I mean, what do you think about Pat Fitzgerald going to Michigan State?
It's a lot better than their old coach.
Oh, for sure. 100%. I mean,
I don't even know how he made it to the end of the year.
Who?
The old
coach. I think the Iowa game was a nail in the coffin for him. Do you think that if Iowa would have lost it, they still would have fired their coach? I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
Bro. It's so embarrassing how Iowa barely beat them, bro, and they just
they had to come back.
Yeah, you should have blown that team out by like 50, maybe even more.
They just wanted to make it a game.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Screw it, we're actually gonna try. We're gonna wake up now from our little nap that we took." But yeah, man, it's
Stanford hired former Cardinal quarterback.
Who?
Tavita Pritchard.
They got rid of Frank Reich. Why? He's an alum of that school. Why would you get rid of Frank Reich? That's a dumb hire, man. Who did Ole Miss hire? Oh, yeah, Pete Golding. Yeah, that's who they got. Some of the other coaching hires here.
Oklahoma State hired Eric Morris.
That's a good hire for North Texas. Yeah, that's... I mean, I like Mike Gundy. I really do, but I just think that...
Did James Franklin coach Virginia Tech the last game or not?
No, he's next season.
Okay.
They have an interim coach.
Yeah.
Is that even? Can you even do that?
Could you do that?
I don't think you can. Maybe you could, but maybe there's some like weird ass rule in there where you can. But yeah, man. Some of the other hires here, real quick, that we want to just.
That's it.
No, there's some other guys.
Who?
Ryan Silverfield from Memphis. John Summerall from Tulane, or going to Florida.
UCLA hired James Madison's Bob Chesney.
Good hire.
Auburn hired Alex Golish.
Yeah, USF head coach. Yep. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I think Auburn's taking a step up for sure. And yeah, I think it's a good hire for sure.
That's all I got for you.
Speaking of that, my Chicago Bears are in first place in the NFC North. I did not think that. I did not think that my Chicago Bears would be in first place in the NFC North. What are they going to say now about my team?
I don't want to hear it. We beat a good team. We beat the defending Super Bowl champions on the road. Gritty, hard-nosed win. I don't want to hear the Bears are not playing any good teams because they just beat the defending Super Bowl champions. Great win by this team. Good, better, best. And did you see what Ben Johnson did? Took a shirt off.
His shirt.
Dude, it's a solid. Oh, my God. I love my coach so much. I love my coach, Ben Johnson, man. And
both of their running backs ran for like 100 yards against
them. They need to do that against the Packers, man. FGB. If you're a Packers fan, this is a little personal. Because I'm a Bears fan, man. Packers fans have no idea what Bears fans go through week, year after year after year. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Packers fans have no... And then, like, they want their coach fired to go 9-7. Like, Packers fans are so spoiled. I hate Packers fans. Like... Packers fans lose one game. Oh, we want our coach fired. Like, bro, you have no idea what
Bears were just like 3-14.
Yeah, you have no idea what Bears fans go through year after year. The amount of coaches that we've had to go through that screwed up our organization. You Packers fans have no idea. So don't act like that you know what it's like. Like, 9-7 is a good record. That's not a bad record. That's a winning record. And then you want your coach fired after that? Like, are you delusional? Are Packers fans okay? Like, I don't understand why they want their coach fired. And speaking of that, my Bears are going to decimate the Packers on the road. You remember what happened last time we played the Packers on Lambeau Field? I don't want to hear how your backups were in. I do not care. We still beat you guys. We beat you guys, and we beat the Packers. We beat a good team. We beat a good team last year. Packers fans, if you're watching this, your team's going to get destroyed. Your team is going to lose. I think it will be close. I think we are going to come out and we're going to get a victory. And Packers fans should be worried. And who would have thought Bears would be first place in the NFC this season? I didn't think that. I mean, did you think that?
No.
Heck no. I had no idea.
I thought they were going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd be. Hey, I saw some. The Bears and Patriots could rematch in Super Bowl. Remember what happened last time the Bears and Patriots played in the Super Bowl?
What if it's the Bears and the Colts? Again.
No, let's not have that. Nope. Bears and Patriots, 1985. Guess who won that game? Chicago Bears won that game. Let's just get this out of the way right now. The 1985 Chicago Bears defense is the best defense of all time. I mean, that's just... Mike Singletary, Richard Dent, Dan Hampton, Leslie Frazier, Ron Rivera, Steve McMichael, who actually just passed away. Rest in peace. Leslie Frazier was on that team. Dave Duerson was on that team. Buddy Ryan was a DC, Rex Ryan's dad. And yeah, man, it was great for sure. But yeah, man.
The NFC's actually like a really good conference.
Bro, the Rams, what happened? You lost to the Panthers. Oh my God.
But like the 7-5 Lions are out of the playoffs right now.
Ben Johnson, man. They're missing Ben Johnson. I'm telling you, they are missing Ben Johnson. What do you think Dan Campbell's thinking right now about Ben Johnson? Hey, I wish we would have him.
Yeah, he's sad about his losses right now.
Yeah, but I like the Lions. I really do. Like I've said before on the show, and I'm going to say it again, I have no hate on the Lions. I really don't. I like Dan Campbell. He's a great coach. I like Jared Goff. I like Amon-Ra St. Brown. I like Jahmyr Gibbs. I like you know what's crazy? You know, we have two good running backs. That's like Montgomery and Gibbs, Mungangai and Swift. And you know what's crazy? Can you imagine if we would have David Montgomery still in the Bears, how good we'd be? Like, it's just with the what ifs, man. The what ifs of this team. How good we could have been. And shout out my Chicago Bears. Good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good gets better and your better gets best. Bear the F down, baby. Let's freaking go. We're going to beat the Packers this Sunday. Packers fans, you better watch out because we're going to win. Good, better, best. I love Ben Johnson so much. Great coach. Bear the F down. Let's have a game. Let's go. Speaking of a team that let me down, the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, my God. I remember watching this. So my grandparents live in Kansas City, right? And we were watching it downstairs in their basement on the TV. I was like, come on. Bro, if you can beat the Colts at home, I think you can beat the Cowboys. The Bears beat the Cowboys at home. The Cowboys have literally one of the worst defenses I think I've ever seen. And you still lost to them, bro. Like, it's just, you know what's crazy? Bears fact here. Matt Nagy is the Chiefs offensive coordinator, former Bears head coach. Yep. Matt Eberflus is the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Two former Bears head coaches going off against each other. And guess who won? Matt Eberflus. Hate the guy. Always have been, always will. He single-handedly lost. Like, if you could convince me that he was losing games on purpose last year, like, I'm dead serious. You could convince me that he was doing that.
yeah, man, it's just I'm frustrated. You know, let's get this out of the way right now. Chiefs are not winning the division.
No,
they're not.
They might not even make the playoffs.
After the Colts win, I was like, all right, there's some luck. You know, we're gonna do good. And then you go to Dallas and you shit the bed and you just lose to the Cowboys. Like, what are you thinking? The Bears beat the Cowboys. Like, it's just. I just don't know what to say anymore. Mahomes played like himself. But what's wrong with Travis Kelce? What's wrong with him? Like, I just...
He's just old.
He needs to stop focusing on Taylor Swift and lock the heck in. Like, I'm dead serious with you on that. But it's a good year, Chiefs. Look forward to next year. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say. Milwaukee Northwest, man. My Milwaukee Northwest Wolves decimated the heck out of Angeny Centennial last night. Can you pull up the score here on Bound to Iowa?
I got you.
Well, let's see what the score was. I know we won by a lot.
64-19.
I thought they scored more than that. Dang, you only scored 19 points? Northwest is just that good of a team. I told my dad this last night. I'm going to say it again. If we don't win state this year with two Division I players on our team, if we don't win state this year, we're never going to win state. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Like, Northwest, like, not even decimated, like, cremated Angeny Centennial. Was over at halftime. Like, it was just, we dominated them. I watch my Wolves. I will always tune into my Wolves, no matter if we win or we lose. I am a diehard Wolves fan. Always have been. Always will be. Graduate of that school. I'm proud of how hard we fought. I'm proud of the way we played against Centennial. And shout out Colin Rice and Landon Davis, man. Two Division I basketball recruits on our team. And so, you don't want to hear a funny story about those two? So I played sophomore basketball, right, in Northwest. And Colin Rice and Landon Davis got called up because they were really tall and they were good players. And they got called up. And I remember one play, I had to go up against Colin Rice, and he blocked it. He blocked my shot, dude. And I got so mad, but I just knew that those two were going to be so good. I just knew that they were. And from that point on, I knew that they were going to be stars. And I wish that they would have gone to Iowa. Colin Rice is going to Nebraska, Iowa's rival. Landon Davis is going to Illinois, my uncle's favorite team. I'm very, very disappointed that they didn't go to Iowa. I'm disappointed Iowa didn't offer them. And yeah, it's going to be a good season, and I hope that we win state, because if we don't win state this year, after what happened last year, we got to get revenge for that stuff. And if Valley goes on a little run again, I'm going to be really mad. Valley is not going to win state this year. Let's just get that out of the way. Valley's just, they're just not. They lost Trevin Yerick. They lost Zay. They lost Jaden. Is Jaden McGregor even going out for basketball this year? Look at their roster. Look at Valley basketball roster. I think I saw somewhere he
might just focus on football now.
He might focus on going to Mizzou.
Valley, didn't they win state last year?
3 years in a row.
Yeah. They're not going for the four-peat. Jaden McGregor. Who's the other kid that was with him?
Kiki?
No. The other
Marcus.
There was another kid that was like, he played football and basketball with him.
Denault?
No. It was like, it's a small guard.
I don't know. Curtis Stinson.
What do they call them? What the heck? Why can't I? What are they? Are they not?
Go to roster on Varsity Bound. Go to Varsity
Bound.
Here
we go. They have a Valley basketball cheer roster.
What?
Valley basketball. Yo, why are we not coming up,
gang? Come on, gang mode.
No schools found. We'll just take it to Safari.
Yeah, Safari is the best way right now.
We have... Yeah, he's playing.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay. What number is he? Isn't he 7?
No, he's 24.
Kobe. But, yeah.
If oh, there's a kid right there. Seven
there
players.
He is. Who? One of the kids of this podcast. Isn't that Daryl?
No. Walked by. They only have 7 players on their roster right now.
7?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Are you gonna get that kid out of here?
Oh, Nemo.
Yeah, Nemo. That's his name, Nemo. Yeah, like finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. That's how you
Are you
it.
Serious?
N-E-M-O. Nemo.
What?
Yeah.
Shout out Nemo. Go listen to their podcast. What is it called?
On the loose.
Go listen to On the Loose. Great podcast. Those guys got some great stuff going there. And going back to our stuff, decimated Iggy Centennial. Decimated them. Wasn't even close. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it one more time. If we don't win state this year, we're never ever going to win state. And our girls team won too. Shout out Northwest Girls Basketball.
Wait, I found the real roster.
Who? Northwest?
For Valley. They just lost.
To Ankeny, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's playing, actually. He's on the Safari roster, but he's not on like the real Bound one. So I don't think he's playing.
I trust Bound more.
He doesn't even because number 24 is taken by someone. So
He's probably not playing. Yeah. He's just probably focusing just on football. But yeah, man, shout out my Walking Northwest Wolves, man. They decimated Nicky Centennial. And yeah, did you watch any of the KU games at all? Did you see KU versus Tennessee?
Yeah.
Man, they got that win, man. Bill Self, man.
I watched them last night, too. I thought they were going to win.
Oh, my God. Dude, they had a lead, they couldn't finish.
Like, UConn has never beaten Kansas before. And they were like, they had a 22-game winning streak.
Like, Kansas, you got to win.
Non-conference.
They were winning that. Bro, I cannot wait till Darren comes back. Darren's our missing piece. We need Darren to come back ASAP, bro. Like, he's just like, I don't know. It's just. We beat Tennessee, which is a good win. We beat Syracuse, which is a good win. But we didn't beat UConn at home. UConn at home was the biggest win, probably at home this year, if we would have won that game. Now, that being said, we need Darren to come back as much as possible. Because when Darren comes back, we're dangerous. We're a Final Four level team. And when he doesn't play, it's challenging, right? It's hard to, you know, hard to just fathom that we lost the game. And Flory Badunga, shout out to him. He's a great player, and he hit some big shots last night, but just couldn't close it. Could not get the deal done. And yeah, man. So how are your Lakers doing this year? How are your Lakers doing? I saw Austin Reaves had like, I was averaging like 20 points.
Back.
He is.
Luka and Austin Reaves is the greatest duo right now in the NBA.
You think
so? They're the highest scoring duo, at least.
What about Shea and J-Dub?
J-Dub just came back from his, like...
Is J-Dub the one that has, like, the one that went to Santa Clara? Is that the one that went to Arkansas?
J-Will went to Arkansas.
Oh.
The tall center dude. J-Dub went to...
All right, there's two Jalen Williams on one team.
Yeah, there is.
Hey, Jalen. Huh?
Which one?
Which one, dude?
But the Lakers are...
Wait, which one's the one that's supposed to name J-A-Y-L-A-N? Is that the one that went to Santa Clara or Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Okay, because I remember when he played against Kansas. Yeah. And,
so the Thunder are 21-1 right now. They're on pace to break the Warriors' record.
Are you serious?
Yes, they're 21-1.
They had the best record?
Yes.
Who'd they lose to? Oh, yeah, the Spurs.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Because remember, we talked about it.
Did we?
Yeah.
That's who they lost to? No, they lost to the Pacers.
What? Without Howard?
Wait. Yeah, they lost.
You lost to the Pacers.
But the Pacers are the worst team in basketball. They're 4-17.
You what? What happened?
Bro.
You lost to the Pacers.
They could have went undefeated, bro.
They should be undefeated. How do you lose to the Pacers? But remember this. Remember the Warriors? I remember the Warriors a couple years ago during the dynasty. They lost to the Suns.
Yeah.
At home, they lost to the Phoenix Suns. Like, bro, like, it's just, oh, my God.
But the Lakers are second in the Western Conference, but they're going to have
behind who?
The Thunder.
Oh, who's in the other conferences?
Eastern.
Yeah, who's in that?
The East is led by the Pistons right now. The Pistons, the Raptors.
Oh, that's Cadenham?
Cadenham. Pistons, the Raptors, Heat, the Knicks, Magic, and the Cavs.
Well, who has the best record?
In the East?
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons. They're 17-4.
And yet they fired Monty Williams.
Yep.
And they fired Monty Williams for no reason. It wasn't his fault. It really wasn't. It's not, at the end of the day, it's not the coach's fault at all. It's really not. Like, it's just
he's
like.
He's just a scapegoat always. That's who they fire. That's
yeah,
the
he
first,
is.
That's the first thing they do.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be the coach's fault.
Yeah, it's always someday has to end up at the coach. And, yeah, man, it's.
The Mavericks are doing really bad now, though, too.
I'm telling you. Why would you trade away Luka? Why?
And now Luka's balling out. Top three.
Nico Harrison, you're a. I'm not going to say it, but you're a dumb, you know what. Why would you trade away the best player in your team for like nothing, bro? Like, it's just
hitting for an injury prone AD.
Yeah, bro. Like, what are you thinking about? But
the Rockets and Spurs are up here too, and the Nuggets with some help.
KD is single handedly carrying that Rockets AD. Team.
It's about.
How about the Nuggets? How are they doing?
They're behind the Spurs. They're in fifth place in the West.
What's their record?
14-6. They're averaging the most points per game.
How are you averaging the most points per game, but you're fifth in the conference? It's because Jokic is going off. That's why. Jokic is just scoring like 50 points every single night. That's the reason why. It is. I mean, it's...
Every time he has a crazy game, I promise he loses, too.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like, imagine having like a 60-point game and you lose. That'd just be so embarrassing. Like, It's just... Yeah, good times in the NBA, and...
I hope the Lakers can beat the Thunder. That's all I... They have to go to the Thunder, though.
Hopefully. Hey, man, this is a good talk today.
We'll see it.
Good to be back. Good to be back talking with you, and... Looking forward to the holiday spirit, man. We're getting
into the Christmas spirit.
I'm probably just gonna go home and chill and watch a movie. And yeah, man, it's get some good times going, man. I'm already looking forward to
Speaking of that, do you watch Stranger Things?
They
dropped on Thanksgiving, the first few episodes. And then they drop on Christmas Day, I think. The last few episodes. And then the season finale is the 31st.
Nice.
It's a crazy show.
I don't watch Stranger Things. I'm not a huge fan.
Like, I've never watched it, but I binge watched it over Thanksgiving break.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
It was?
It was top tier.
What's it about?
It's like, so there's these, do you know what D&D is? Dungeons and Dragons?
I've heard of it. Like, it's in like Cobra Kai, I've heard of it.
It's like a board game type rolling dice thing. These four kids play, and then this kid, Will, gets lost in the woods, and then his friends, Dustin, Mike, and Lucas all try to find him, but then it's like a Demogorgon gets control of him, but then Vecna is like, he's in his mind.
Whose mind?
Dustin? He's in Will's mind, the one that got took to the upside down. So he like forces him to do stuff, and then Vecna kills off all these kids and everything, and then they find him, they get him back. It's like a really complicated thing to explain.
It sounds weird.
Yeah,
it's
strange.
If you're a Stranger Things fan,
shout out
you guys, man. I don't watch it, but from what I just heard from Mr. Jaden Park himself, it sounds very good.
And then this 11 kid comes in, and she was like a test project. Like, she was a they were trying to get her powers, and she has telekinesis, and she can like...
What is telekinesis things. Again?
I don't know. I couldn't. I don't know if that's even like the word, the verbiage for it. Telekinesis is the ability to move objects. Yeah, she can move objects with
like Scarlet.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch.
Like if she can move that chair and she can like float it up with her mind.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
Could be interesting.
Shout out those fans, man, and good to be back. Good to be back talking with you. It's been a little bit, but yeah, man. It's you
gotta log in again.
Good to be back talking with you guys, and click the screen button or the red.
Red.
Good to be back here with you guys.
Gotta
and
do that first.
If you want to follow us, go to CrampusChronicleNews.com. Hopefully, to have all these articles up there soon. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAT Chronicle. Find us on iTunes or Spotify, the Campus Chronicle podcast. And if you want to come in and just listen to us talk about sports and stuff, we'll find us at Building 5, Room 1136. Right when you walk in, there's a sign that says the Campus Chronicle newspaper. You see it right when you walk in. We got some good stuff going here. Good conversation today with Cordella. Good to hear from her. Good conversation today, as always. And good to be got a great special issue I'm going to take home with my family and read it. And yeah, man, it's fun and good to be back here with you guys. So, peace. Till next time.